باب النهي عن الغش والخداع, the chapter on the prohibition of deluding and deceiving others. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تناجشوا, متفق عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not deceive one another by pretending to purchase merely to raise the price. This tanajush is where a person has got somebody there in the shop. And now when a customer comes, then he has this person at his desk just to make the price seem higher. So in other words, the customer is interested in buying the thing. This will happen, apply to a shop where there are no fixed prices. So one customer is interested, he's making an offer, for example, he wants to buy one item for 100 rand. So one person is just there in the shop. His job is now to make a counter offer 120 rand. So every time one customer comes in and wants to buy something for 100 rand, this person will put a counter 120 rand, 150 rand. So now the customer will think that the price of this thing is high. In other words, the price is not so high. But because he sees other people or another person offering so much, now he'll want to offer higher price. So this is also a form of deceiving. Muslim doesn't deceive, he doesn't do these type of things. Let that sale be a pure sale, a clean sale between two people. If the market price of something is a certain amount, let the deal go ideally at that price. Don't have somebody now to deceive this customer to believe that the price is higher, because the fact that somebody else is offering a higher price, now he's thinking that the price of this thing in the market is much higher. So he starts offering a higher price also. But in the meanwhile, he was deceived and duped by somebody who has already pre-planned that your job is just make things seem that the prices are higher. So this also doesn't assist when a person wants to negotiate. When he comes in the shop and he wants to negotiate the price with the seller, now when he wants to negotiate but somebody is offering a higher price, it doesn't leave him with any room to negotiate. Now this was all a pre-planned thing. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, la tanajashu, that do not deceive one another by making the price, by increasing the price when the price is not that amount, but just to try and deceive the customer or the client. Although technically the sale will be done, but this was not the right way of it being done, by deceiving the customer, making him believe that the price was much higher. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha anil najshi, muttafaqun alayh. Same hadith. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade deceiving others by pretending to purchase merely to raise the price. Person had no intention to purchase. This is one situation is where you have somebody there. One is the person is not even working for the shop, just comes there and he wants to make this person pay a higher price. So kali, he'll just act as though he wants to buy the thing and he's giving a higher price. So now this person has to now pay a higher price for something that's not there. So one is he's not no intention at all to purchase it, and the other is where he's deliberately putting somebody there to do this. This also is not correct. One who called, ذكر رجل لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه يخدع في البيوع. قال ذكر رجل لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه يخدع في البيوع. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بايعت فقل لا خلابته. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه narrates that a man said to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that he was often deceived in business. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when you engage in any transaction, let there be no deception. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this particular sahabi, he didn't have very high business acumen. He was being deceived a lot in the business thing. In other words, people were charging a very high price for something and he was just paying it. Or sometime when he was selling things, then he was selling it very, very low price because he didn't know. So he had a very low business acumen. He didn't know how to do trade. So he came and mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this particular sahabi that before you do any trade, any deal, say these words, la khilabata, let there be no deception. Let there be, announce these words so that people know that specifically they must be extra careful that there be no deception. When Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man khabbaba zawjat imri'in aw mamlukahu falaysa minhu, falaysa minna. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من خبب زوجة امرئ أو مملوكه فليس منا رواه أبو داود. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the person who incites another person's wife or his servant is not of us. This hadith is a very important hadith. This word خبب means, in Urdu they say uksana, to incite somebody. Now this also is not part of our deen. I'll give you a few examples. A person has got one staff working for him, or he's got staff working for him, and they are very happy. Two staff are happy, they're coming dedicated to work, they're doing their work and they're going away. Now somebody comes and whispers in their ear that, you know what, you're starting so early, you're finishing so late, all the other businesses here and all the other staff, they're only going 8:30 to work. Your boss is being very hard with you. And he asks them what salary you're getting, and that too you're getting such a low salary. Other people are getting so much more. Now that same staff, now they've been incited. So now they come to work, but now they'll come a little bit grumpy. Hey, why we have to come 7:30 to work? We heard that everyone else is going 8:30 to work. They're getting paid more. They're getting December holidays. They're getting these holidays. They're getting those perks. They're getting these bonuses. Now the same staff that were working so well and so happily, automatically now in their heart, they got a certain dislike now. So that working condition also has changed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warned, don't incite anybody against his master. Don't incite the wife against the husband. Here also you get a woman that is happily married. She doesn't know too much about what is happening in the outside world. Now one lady comes to visit and she says, oh, you have to cook on a Sunday also, you have to cook on a Saturday. Our place, we just order out on a Saturday, we just order out on a Sunday. And during the week, we just go for coffee and we go here and we go there. Now this woman who is happily cooking for the husband, cooking for the children, now she thinks to herself, hey, I'm living in such difficult condition that I have to also cook on a Sunday, I have to cook on a Saturday. The things are so hard for me. So now her attitude towards her husband changes. Why? Because somebody just incited something, whispered in her ears. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. The person who does things like this is not from amongst us. This woman was happily married, that staff was happily working, those servants were happily working, those children in that house were happy with their father, happy with their mother. Somebody incites them and tells them, you know what, your father don't take you all overseas for holiday. Our father, every year he takes us Dubai, he takes us here, takes us there. Now these children start making demands on the parents. Why? Just because of that inciting or that whispering in the ear from some outside source. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. That person is happy with the way he is. Leave him like that. Make him feel comfortable. Let him be happy. Why must we make people feel sad by inciting them? And these are just a few examples. If we apply our mind, we'll think how many situations we can incite people. One person may be just a manager. And you tell the person, you know what, working so long, by now you should have been a partner. Why are you still sitting as a manager? Why are you not getting promotion? You should start looking at another job. Meanwhile, that person was happy. His rent was coming out. His expenses was coming out. He had a good job. Now he'll be incited to leave his job. Whether he finds another job or not, it is another story. But now he'll want to leave that job. So it creates so much of different problems by inciting people. There's no need to do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made arrangements for everyone. Yes, if a person is now completely mazloom, he's been completely oppressed. Now they're in a situation to try and help him find another job. They're in a situation to find another, for example, another spouse. If the person is completely oppressed and there's no way out, this is a different issue. But what this hadith is speaking about, under normal circumstances, to incite, to whisper something in the ear, that will make a person feel unhappy with the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept him in. Here, just a few examples of how we can, how one person, by just whispering in somebody's wife's ears, something, another woman, for example, will go and tell her. They just give a few examples, and this can take various forms. Number one, mentioning to her the evil qualities of her husband, so that she rebels against him. Your husband is like this, and he's like that, and he's like that, and my husband is so nice. This is what he does for us. So this is one example. Another example, mentioning to her good qualities of another man, so that she regards her husband as inferior and develops hatred for him. Third example is mentioning to her that her husband has more wealth than he shows to her. Telling her that your husband is a very rich man. He got much more wealth than he shows you. He is giving you very little. By right, your standard of living should be very high. You're supposed to be staying in a big house with a swimming pool and this facilities and that facilities. Your husband got a lot of money. You should ask him for more. Something like this, she tells her. So mentioning to her that her husband has more wealth than he shows to her, so that she demands more from him. And corrupting a servant means encourage him to leave his master or cause harm to him and so forth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. See how beautiful our deen is. That one is we think good of people. And one is we act in such a way and such a manner that we don't harm anybody's interest. And this happens so often that people talking or they meet another person and then we think that what happened? Suddenly this person was working so well, so nicely was working. What happened to him? Meanwhile, it was just some inciting. So therefore, one lesson ulama tell us from here is be very, very careful, especially people that we have control over, people that we can identify with, people that we can explain with. Ask people and encourage people to be very careful of their company. That's why staying in a company of the pious, staying in a company of good people also helps with these types of things. It helps to leave a person's mind at ease, mentally at ease, his heart is at ease, that he knows that my friend or my family is in these people's company. So inshallah, there will be no such thing as inciting them against us, working them against us unnecessarily. Or a person himself is keeping good company, so he himself doesn't get incited by people like this. And when a person doesn't get incited, then he also is at ease and happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and recite Surah Kahf. Come early for the Jumu'ah Salah and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah. Ulama of the opinion that du'as are answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi